This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We're doing a whole stream of coverage this year centered in Erie, Pennsylvania. It's a series we're calling The Big Promise, how President Trump's campaign promises are playing out in one specific community. A community, Erie County that is, that voted Obama-Trump in the last three election cycles. One of those big promises was more school choice, already one of the trickiest issues facing struggling school districts like the one in Erie. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is a big proponent of vouchers for private and religious schools and of charter schools as well. So it's likely there will be more of those on the way, which is making for some tough decisions in Erie, where the city school district is facing a $10 million hole in its budget. From our education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Here's how bad things have become for Erie's public school system. Earlier this year, Superintendent Jay Badhams proposed closing every one of the city's four high schools and paying tuition to send kids to better-funded schools in the surrounding county. Badhams says the pushback was intense.
One of the ones that sticks with me is that we hope you solve your financial problems. We don't want your troubled city kids out here in our county schools. Why do you think we moved out to the county in the first place? And some of them were far worse.
Another guy pulled Badhams aside at a hockey game and said city students might be met with guns at the town line. Badhams was trying to make a point. The majority of Erie's public school students live in poverty. Lots of them have learning disabilities or are just learning English. And partly because of Pennsylvania's convoluted funding formula, Erie City gets up to $3,000 less per student than schools in Erie County.
If we're going to be offering kids an inequitable high school experience, something that's vastly inferior to what's available to students outside the city limits, we thought it was an ethical decision.
In the end, the district made a less radical decision to consolidate its schools. Two high schools will become middle schools, and two elementary buildings will close. On a recent evening, the district's chief financial officer, Brian Polito, unveiled the plan to a packed gym at the JFK Neighborhood Center on Erie's east side. He started with the dire statistics. In the last 7 years, the district has closed three elementary schools, cut 350 jobs, and pared back arts, foreign language, and shop classes. Even after all that, Polito told the crowd,
if we don't take action to balance our budget this year, we run the real risk of running out of cash in May or June of 2018, which means
some of the pressure on the budget is coming from charter schools, which are publicly funded but privately run. More Erie families are choosing charters over what they see as failing district schools. That means the district now hands over nearly 15% of its budget to charter schools. If the Trump administration succeeds, more choice is on the way. Superintendent Badhams says the students who leave are scattered across the city, so the district doesn't save that much on overhead.
One of the fallacies of the whole notion of school choice as being a way to improve the actual public school system is that when you take resources away from the schools that you're hoping will compete, you make them less competitive.
One of the high schools slated to become a middle school is East High. The flags of 29 countries hang in the school's entryway, representing 270 students speaking 14 different languages. Erie is one of the country's top resettlement sites for refugees. Sali Kabengo, who arrived from Congo last year, is nervous about the switch.
I feel bad because I've been missing East High School.
You like East High School?
Yeah, I like East High School.
The grown-ups are worried, too, and fed up after years of cuts.
You can line up here.
At the community forum, parents line up at the microphone for questions. Juanita Stokes is a graduate of East High and a mom of three elementary school students.
How come Erie School District is always the first close of schools to close? We have had so many schools already closed. Our schools get the second hand. Like, they always get the crap. And that's what a lot of parents are tired of.
We're tired of it, too, an administrator tells her. Last year, the state adopted a new fair funding formula that factors in poverty and English language learners, but it only applies to funding increases, meaning the old inequities are baked in. The district is still hoping for a last-minute miracle when the state legislature passes its budget this summer. In Erie, Pennsylvania, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.